Good morning. 7:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Today, honestly, weather-wise, not going to be bad. We got some clouds to start. Then it's going to get some sunshine. We're going to see a high of like 71.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Not bad.
It's very fallish. We still got a couple weeks of warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. You know, it's September. It doesn't quite drop down yet. So.
You know what's going to happen tonight because of that?
What?
A campfire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can you start a fire with just two rocks?
Yeah.
Can you?
With two rocks?
With two rocks? I mean, just smack them together?
Maybe.
Like a caveman? I honestly think if it came down to it, I would just die out in the wilderness.
Yeah. This sucks. It's too hard.
It sucks.
I just give up.
Just give up.
Use the rocks to knock yourself out.
Yeah, that's it. That's mm-hmm. it. That's all you can do. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, we figured this morning we would focus on the late, great Burt Reynolds. He passed away yesterday at the age of 82. He died of cardiac arrest. So he had a heart attack. This is a bummer for me, man. He's one of the greats, one of my favorites of all time. Growing up, watching, you know, all of his movies. Obviously, you got like Smokey and the Bandit. Mm-hmm. You got
Cannonball Run,
The Longest Yard. A lot of people, at least younger generations, they think of The Longest Yard, they think of Adam Sandler. Well, no, it was actually Burt Reynolds was originally the star of The Longest Yard back in, what year did The Longest Yard come out in? It was like 70-something. Anyway, he had so many great movies. You think about White Lightning, Gator, Smokey and the Bandit 2 and 3, which is not as good. Cop and a Half.
Oh, yeah,
remember
Cop and a Half.
Oh, my God,
that
dude.
Was awesome.
It's an awesome movie.
That's a great movie, man.
Deliverance, Navajo Joe. Like, he was the legend, man. and luckily, we do have all these great movies to remember him by. And it was just announced that he was born in Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Didn't want to admit it, though.
Well, see, obviously, if you ever have watched anything of Burt Reynolds, he is unshakingly Southern. Like, yeah. he is a Southern boy to his roots, and that's what they were talking about, is he finally admitted that he just didn't want to admit that he was a Yankee. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up in Georgia, admitting that you were born in Michigan, that doesn't always bode well, you
keep
know?
Keep it on the DL, man.
Yeah, just keep it. Hey, look, man. Look, man, don't tell nobody. He got his big break in 72's Deliverance. He's just a badass. Just a badass, man.
I always loved the SNL skit, though.
Oh, Norm MacDonald playing Burt Reynolds. And I think you were telling me that
well,
Burt Reynolds.
You said they did this where, well.
If you don't know the Jeopardy skit, and Norm MacDonald plays Burt Reynolds, and he really hams it up. He plays like 70s cocky mm-hmm. Burt Reynolds. It's mm-hmm. amazing. He's got the bolo tie, the red shirt, the leather jacket, and it's fantastic.
And they did that around Norm's impression. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they literally made that skit just so Norm could do his Burt Reynolds impersonation. Like, that skit was created for that purpose.
And I was looking that up yesterday, and I learned after that after Norm MacDonald did that skit in SNL, Burt Reynolds got a hold of Norm MacDonald and loved it. He's like, dude, I love that impression. That was a great impression you did. I mean, can I, you know, be a part of it? So no, when Norm MacDonald got booted from SNL,
yeah,
was like, I don't know, maybe a month, weeks later after he did that skit.
Oh, man.
And so Norm MacDonald and Burt Reynolds actually planned to do another Jeopardy skit where Norm MacDonald would go up as Burt Reynolds again.
Oh, my God.
And then the real Burt would come out,
yeah.
Kick him off. And then be almost just more, you know.
Just worse.
Just worse.
Just worse.
Than Norm's impression.
That's the thing is, you know, obviously he was such a huge star. And then he kind of fell from grace. He had some issues. Couple failed marriages. Kind of became, I wouldn't say the butt of jokes in Hollywood in the 80s. Mm. But he wasn't the big star that he was. And then he came back in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah.
And what people love, if you ever want a good laugh, if you want to really just see Burt in his element, watch him on the old Tonight Shows with Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was a hoot, man. He was like the sexiest man alive at one point, but he was such a goofball. I love Burt Reynolds.
Wasn't he on a talk show? Was it Conan or something where he was doing an interview and something like other comedian was on there, and they're like beefing hard. You could tell Norm, or not Norm, you could think of Norm. Burt was just not having it. He started throwing water on him.
He threw water. It was some game show host or something was on there.
Yeah.
And he made a crack at Bert, and Bert threw water on him.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, again, when Bert was just, you know, he was not quite the star that he was at one point. Mm-hmm.
And then the comedian threw water on Bert later, and you could just tell it was just like, oh, they don't
Dude,
like
you
each
get
other.
Your ass kicked.
Dude.
Burt Reynolds will kick your ass.
It was kind of an awkward situation. Yeah. You can even tell the who was it?
I think it was Jay Leno. I think it was Jay Leno.
You can just tell it was awkward. Yeah. It was like, ugh, dude, Burt's going to lose it.
Burt Reynolds was a treasure. You know? Screw that talk show host
right.
guy. Anyway, we're going to miss Bert. He gave us so many great movies and just so many iconic roles. And we're going to play some audio clips for you now. Some of the best of Burt Reynolds. This is from Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, for your information, that ain't never been done, not no rig.
That's because you and I ain't never done it, no rig. You got to stop thinking so negative, son. Of course we can make it. We ain't never not made it yet, have we?
We ain't never not made it yet, have we? Him and Jerry Reed doing that. It was the Bandit and the Snowman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so good. The Longest Yard, where he played Paul Crewe, obviously a inmate who then goes to play on the prison team. Mm-hmm. This is him giving them a pregame speech.
If anything happens to me, if I get hurt, we're going to have to live with the fact that we had one chance. One chance in a million to humiliate those bastards, and we blew it.
And for people that don't know, Bert was actually one hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
He played football and then, you know, went to star in some movies. Then lastly, the movie that finally got him his Golden Globe and Academy Award nomination, Boogie Nights, when he plays Jack, the legendary porn producer, and he's talking to Eddie, who is Mark Wahlberg, when they're picking his name.
His name is just so bright and so sharp that the sign, it just blows up because the name is just so powerful. It says Dirk Diggler.
I think heaven has sent you here, Dirk Diggler.
I love it, man. Bert, rest in peace. We love you, you beautiful mustached man.
Beautiful man.
I'm sad now.
The morning.